I have been creating for the sake of creating, and I feel so good. Like, with this extra time and space and being alone, I have given myself the permission to create on a whim and to create without thinking like, okay, where am I going to put this out? Should I share this? Should I create a thing? Blah, blah, blah. If that happens, okay. But for me, the act of creating is really the point and just lights me up like nothing else.
You're listening to the Almost 30 podcast, hosted by Krista Williams and Lindsay Simsek. Almost 30 started as a conversation about the transition from our 20s to our 30s. But then we realized life is full of transitions. So we expanded our mission.
We are an intuition-led, wellness-focused lifestyle podcast that promises to deliver authentic conversations, diverse points of view, and insights rooted in optimism, growth, and intention. The Almost 30 Nation community is a group of purposeful dreamers who are smart, passionate, and always seeking the full potential in every aspect of their lives.
At Almost 30, we're making magic together. We dream it,
and then we do it.
Thanks so much for tuning into the Almost 30 podcast.
Here we go.
Hey guys, welcome to Almost 30. We've been having issues with our setup today. Guys, we had an interview with a huge person and my mic arm literally fell off the side of the table, made a huge noise. So I'm holding the mic arm with my left hand and holding the mic with my right hand. I'm like holding it up in the air for 40 minutes.
It just felt like, I kept thinking, I'm like,
it was chaos.
It was just like a robot arm. And I was like, oh my God, she's like bionic.
I know. I was like, well, I looked like a fool because I was the way I was holding the mic, but
we're
having issues today.
It's all good. Everyone's like, yeah, we're having issues
honestly, too. They're like, come to me with some real issues. And I agree. I concur. But this was an issue that just arrived. So glad you're here. Thank you so much for tuning in to Almost 30. It means the world. You know, we've grown over the years because of you and because of the community and all the people that listen. So I really appreciate it. Lindsay really appreciates it. And you guys are lights of the world. And I'm so proud to know you. So thank you for joining.
We've been popping in on ambassador virtual meetups. And so like basically just out of the blue on Zoom, just arriving. And it's been so fun. I actually popped in on one the other day where like they were kind of late getting on the call. And so it was just me and this sweet, sweet Kristen from Western New York. But we were just like chatting for like 10 minutes just about life.
Kristen P.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She's such a boss.
She's awesome.
She's such a baller.
She's in Rochester, I believe, or around that area. But it was just so funny because I was like, sup?
Sup, girl? She's like, oh, well.
What's happening?
Yeah, doing with the, so Almost 30 has an ambassador program. We have women that, you know, represent Almost 30, but more so just create community where they are so that they can support the women and the people that live near them in their evolution, etc. So the ambassadors, we had our call. I think you had your call recently too, where Shara, our community manager, and all the ambassadors were on. And it just felt like such an amazing thing that we've established the ambassador program at the time that we did, which was around January of last year. I think we've had it for a year now.
Oh man. Yeah.
That it is even more important today than ever before. That the women of the that have created these little subgroups and these communities within them are able to support one another in an even deeper way because they're close to them, because they're within their community. Because right now with the what's happening, you know, collectively, there are different mandates, there are different orders, there are different things happening in each people's city that are affecting them personally. So it's really important that, you know, we get to know our neighbors more, that we lean on each other and the people that are closest to us physically, you know, and also sometimes digitally.
Yes.
I was that sounded so stupid at the end. I was like, what?
Don't do it over.
I was like, yeah, physically and sometimes digitally.
Dude, what?
Hello.
We haven't touched people
dude,
in a long time.
I was thinking today, I'm like, dude, how did I go to workout classes with 60 people in the class? I honestly thought about that walking today and I shuddered. I was like, ugh. I could honestly thinking about being in a room with that many people right now makes me feel scared.
I'm kind of craving it. It's weird.
It makes me nervous.
I've been loving this time alone, but I'm also just like, I miss like a yoga class. Mm-hmm. Like I do miss kind of like a
community, of
community
course.
Thing.
Yeah, it is very true. And you know, the intention here is to not trivialize the situation of anything that's mm-hmm. going on. It's just, we're kind of going through this in real time with you guys, you know, as our community. And I hope that you have listened to the episode that we released. That includes a lot of our friends and a lot of people that we admire, leaders in the space, with their insights and tips and strategies to survive this time, to yes. thrive in this time. Mm-hmm. That was one of my favorite episodes we've done in quite a while.
Yeah, we got so many messages. And I think the sentiment that I heard repeated was like, it was a confirmation. It wasn't like, it was new information in that they had forgotten. You know, I think during times of like chaos and where there's just more fear than love and hope, we tend to forget who we are. We tend to forget the tools that we've picked up along the way. I mean, myself included. And this was just like a really beautiful episode to aid in that, like remembering, so that you feel like, oh my God, okay. Like, I've been through new things before. I've been through scary things before. I've been through moments where I've had a lot of fear. Like, what served me best in those moments? A lot of you, you know, have been returning to meditation and have been maybe going outside in nature, have been connecting with friends virtually and just having really deep, meaningful conversations with them, which have been healing. So I loved that episode. I've listened to it a couple times, actually.
The information was so inspiring. Mm-hmm. And yo, everyone that we know that was on the episode, and it was released on March 26th.
Yes.
Is a friend, you know, of ours in the pod. And they just like, dude, they were fucking in their power. It was so amazing. Like, I just love it. Like mm-hmm. Jenna, Zoe fucking opened up so strong. She's the best. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rose crushed it. Dr. Axe, so helpful.
So helpful.
So kind. Like, Moana, I loved leaning into faith and, oh my gosh, yeah, Milana. Everyone was really powerful. So definitely highly suggest that you guys listen to that episode. It will inspire you and it will ground you in a very, very powerful way.
Yeah. And we were just talking before, just to add a little lightness and flavor, but just about the overgrownness of like nails, our hair.
It's very
first world problems, 100%. But there are just things about like my daily that I didn't realize like I wouldn't be able to do for a long time. I'm wondering what it's going to look like.
Kat, who is our amazing intern, or not Kat, she's our amazing intern, but also Lex, who yes. is our new amazing intern, who's my protege. I'm obsessed with her. She sent these TikTok ideas for us to socialize potentially doing TikTok. So your moms have not stepped into the TikTok world yet, but we are I'm trying to figure out how to do TikTok without doing it. I want someone else to do content for me on TikTok. Mm-hmm. But she was like sending ideas and she's like, okay, Lindsay exploring different hairstyles that she's been trying since, you know.
I'm working on it.
Since quarantine. And Krista, talk about, you know, what it's like to grow at her roots during quarantine. I was like, wait, is
Thanks
this approved?
Thanks for noticing.
I was like, this idea was not approved. I really loved, I've been doing, we have a dear friend, Deborah Handkamp, Mama Medicine. She has a book called Ritual Baths. And doing ritual baths has been super, super grounding for me. And I know that within this episode, you're going to be talking about your tips for how you've been navigating this time. And I think the ritual baths has been something that's been really, really beautiful for me. I'm loving the healing effects of water, the calming effects of water, and the intentionality around it. Mm-hmm. One thing that she does that I've actually never done was incorporating crystals into the water. And, you know, crystals can change the frequency of the water energetically, but I actually have never had crystals in my water, which has been really, really nice. So the baths have things like rose quartz and coconut milk and rose petals and different essential oils and all these really, really beautiful elements that just seem like so lavish, but are very, very simple.
Yeah. After we talked to her the other day, I did a ritual bath that night and she's like, I want you to put gold in there. And I was like, I don't have gold.
Yeah, honestly.
She's like, do you have citrine? And I have citrine. So I put citrine. Epsom salt, orange peel. So I peeled an orange and like put all of those in there. And then I think I did some essential oils. But my Epsom salt had like seaweed in it. And so
I have that one. Made the bath a disaster.
A disaster. Also my drain didn't work.
Exactly.
So it was sitting there for 2 days. Dude. And when the guy came to fix it, he walked in, he's like, miss? And I was like, it's fine. It's seaweed. It's sand. And it's actually blessed. So stick your hand in there, please. But yeah, it was actually, sometimes baths are too much effort for me. I'm like, I don't have time. But man, oh man, once it's there and once a minute, I wonder how I'm not doing this every single night. So I think the ritual of it and just like the specialness of curating. Yes. And she's obviously on another level in terms of like her prescriptions for people individually. But I felt so good.
Yeah. It's like, I was thinking about it when I was doing the bath. I was like, kept telling myself, I was like, oh, I'm worth it. I'm worth it to do this. You know, I'm worth it to nurture myself in this way. But yeah, it is funny. It's like rose petals are so beautiful on Instagram and then you're scraping rose petals out of the bath for like 2 hours. Same with the seaweed. I'm like, dude, this is not the vibe. Because you're so relaxed. You're like, yeah, totally. And then you're like picking it out. It's like, this sucks. This sucks.
But yeah, her book is Ritual Baths.
Ritual Baths. Be Your Own Healer. It's Deborah Handcamp, and she's Mama Medicine on Instagram. We have a podcast episode with her. You can dig into by searching Mama Medicine. And she's almost 30.
She closes that recent episode we were talking about. She did a segment that was really, really beautiful. All right, y'all, coming up for almost 30, we're really excited. It's, you know, during this time of lots of change, we've had to cancel a lot of events and move retreats and all of that. So the team has just been so on it and innovative, and working together has been very, very fun and just so rewarding because we want to serve you guys in every way that we can. And so we've created a bunch of different resources for you to navigate this time and beyond. Really, like this time is such a magnified, intense time, but our hope is that on the other side of this, you will also be able to tap into these resources.
Yes. So what we're doing to support you guys during this time, we have digital courses that we're doing with some of our favorite healers and leaders and teachers. Like, you know, we did our course with Milana Snow, which was really powerful. We have Natalie Miles coming up, Peta Kelly, Ryan Weiss,
Natalia Benson,
Nicole Lappin. Mm-hmm. So we just have a really, really powerful lineup of ways in which you can feel connected, empowered, supported, inspired during this time. They're all taking place on Saturday. So hopefully you guys are not working during that time and you can be at your computer for these amazing, amazing workshops that will honestly just help you to feel like you are being productive. You feel like less alone. I just think it's going to be really awesome.
Mm-hmm. Coming together in community digitally, but it feels very like even our first with Jenna Zoe, I just like in the comments, people were interacting and talking about their human design. It felt really good and alive and electric and really inspiring. So I'm excited for the variety. It's so dynamic and the lineup is strong and I can't wait to take these workshops.
Honestly, same. I need it.
So that's our digital series coming up. You can find out more information on almost30podcast.com. You can click on events and you can sign up there. And then we are also offering Inner Peace.
Inner Peace, baby. The Inner Peace program was created by Lindsay and I during this time, leveraging a lot of the tools that we've learned over the past 3 years, really putting those into practice in a way that would be applicable to you and your life. So we're offering it as a course or a program on Teachable right now. And then we also have the packet. So the packet is a large PDF that gives you journal prompts, meditations, insights, reflections, tools, resources, basically everything you need to reclaim the inner peace that you deserve.
Yeah. So
just to be clear, like there are two different ways in which you can go through inner peace. Because some people, you know, sometimes I like to have like in front of me on my computer and I'm really engaged and interactive. I have other friends who like to print out, you know, something that they can get online and actually do it with a pen or a pencil. So we just wanted to offer it in different forms for you, however you learn best. So inner peace is our newest baby and we're really, really proud of it.
Yeah, because, you know, this was something that we felt really called to do because this time has been incredibly trying, but also I've felt like I've been able to implement all of the tools that I've been learning across the past years through inner work, workshops, being interviewing leaders in the space, taking classes, doing all the things. And it's been really nice to compile those all together because we need it and we need the reminder. And all of us deserve to have inner peace at all times. So this was really made with that intention and with greater inner peace internally within ourselves. We will see that reflected in the world.
Truly. And just stay tuned. We have more offerings for you on the way. Krista and I are working on those, but you can visit almost30podcast.com.
Yes, almost30podcast.com, almost30podcast on Instagram. And if you feel called, we would appreciate a review on iTunes. That would mean the world for us.
Truly. We'll read one on the other side of this episode. But this episode today is a really short, quick 20-minute episode for you. My intention was to just kind of bring you up to speed. You know, in my apartment alone most of the time, Kristen and I are able to see each other. You know, we've done our due diligence and we're only seeing each other. And but what it's been like, and I give you ways in which I've been able to improve my experience in isolation. We're all experiencing it, which is comforting to me. So if I can offer even just one little piece that might help you in your day and the way in which you're navigating, I will be happy. So I'm really excited to share those. It's a quick one. And I just hope that you're doing well. And I hope you know that we are here for you always. We have the secret Facebook group, which has over 17,000 women in there talking every day, connecting, supporting one another, laughing, asking for advice. That's one way in which you can connect with us. We're also on Instagram. You can DM us personally too. I'm at Lindsay Simsek and Krista is at It's Krista. But we're here for one another. Sorry.
No, I was just laughing. I'm like, everyone keeps DMing me. They're like, like they're like, how'd you get verified? Like, because they don't think I deserve it. So I've literally had 100 questions. It's like, how'd you get verified? I don't know, guys. All right, damn it. I would never pay for it though.
It reminds me, I got to resubmit.
Yeah, literally. Well, hey, at least you're not getting doubted questions.
Totally.
Anyways, enjoy this episode. We are so very grateful for you. We're grateful for your support. If you want more information about Almost 30, almost30podcast.com. All of our partners are also listed there. So thank you so much for your support of our amazing sponsors that make this show possible. We will see you on the flip.
Love you. What's going on, friends? It's Lynn. Thank you so much for joining me. This is a solo episode and it's going to be a quickie. I want to get right to the good stuff. It is an interesting time on planet Earth right now. I am recording this on March 31st, 2020. And we are experiencing a global pandemic and so many shifts and changes. And I just can't believe I'm here for this. You know what I mean? So I'd like to quickly bring you up to speed as if you were a fly on the wall in my own apartment where I am isolated by myself. And then I want to give you six ways that I've been able to improve my time in isolation. And they've been really effective. And my hope is just that one of them will land with you and you'll incorporate it and feel just a little bit better. That's the goal. So yeah, I am in isolation by myself. I am feeling really, really, really grateful that I love my home and I have everything I need. I don't have too much of anything. I just have everything I need. It has been interesting to completely change our schedules. We've had to cancel, obviously, all of our in-person engagements, events, retreats, meetings, and whatnot. And so
it's become a deeply focused, insular time for our team to create and to do things that we've been meaning to do, whether it's like improve the processes within the business, to start projects individually that we've been really wanting to move forward as it relates to Almost 30. So all in all, it has been okay. You know, the team is so supportive and committed, and I'm feeling just really, really grateful for that. But y'all, I hope that on the other side of this, I remember how to get ready and be presentable for the world, because it's looking bleak right now, but I'm kind of enjoying just scrubbing it. You know, I haven't washed my hair in a few days. I'm doing like hair masks on hair masks. So like the slick look is my thing right now. I haven't put a lick of makeup on, which my skin is loving. I am really upping my like self-care and nightly and morning routine, which feels indulgent and amazing. And just in general, I'm slowing down. And what I'm finding is that I'm more inspired. I have less of the self-talk that seems to sabotage me and get in my way. So I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot about myself. I've had some things come up personally that are really interesting and just shows me that I'm always going to be doing the inner work. I'm always going to be doing the inner work, and that's just the name of the game. So if you're feeling like, damn, you got some stuff to work on in isolation, what a gift. And it's such an opportunity to be able to give that time and energy to maybe a pattern that's been showing up, or a relationship that you need to pour more love and time and attention into, or whatever it is. So hopefully Almost 30 as a whole can just be a support through this. We have episodes for you. We have free content. We have downloadables coming your way. I have new free meditations available on almost30podcast.com that I'm really excited to share with you related to creativity and self-love and transition. So just wanting to, get through this together. I think being in community is so important, and I'm realizing in isolation, I'm like, oh my God, when I get on the other side of this thing, I want to give everyone a hug for like 5 minutes. I want to touch people and I want to look at them in the face and smile and get really close, get really, really close and smell their breath. I'm missing it. And then lastly, just an update. I am in a long distance relationship. Layer on top of that, a global pandemic and some isolation. And it's just an interesting time. And I have to say that it is making our relationship stronger and improving the communication times 10. And I'm just finding really fun and interesting ways to get to know each other, not knowing when we're going to see each other again. That's kind of the part about this, that if I thought about it long enough, I could stress out and get sad and upset, but I don't know. I'm feeling so peaceful within the relationship, and therefore the unknown feels okay, if that makes sense. So cultivating that peace is so important, whether it's between you and you or you and someone else. It just helps navigating chaos that much more manageable, and the chaos really becomes like a growth opportunity. So we're doing great. We have virtual date nights and it's really fun and really cute. And I couldn't be happier on that front.
Ooh, love me some new products from our friends over at Further Food. This is a female founded and owned company. Get it? But these products, the chocolate collagen plus reishi mushroom is so rich and delicious. I cannot get over it. This is super great to boost mood and immunity. I love it before bed. So I'll basically make like a little dessert smoothie. So it's healthy for me, rich, and also just gets me in like a nice little trancey trance. hot cacao, coffee, whatever you want to add it to. You can even bake with it. It's delicious. They also have vanilla collagen plus beauty mushroom. So I do this in the morning. I make a little elixir. It has tremella mushroom in it. So this is the beauty shroom. So it boosts hydration and skin elasticity for younger, plumper skin. I do it every single morning. You can add it to your smoothies. You can add it to baked goods. It's so delicious. They also have premium quality ashwagandha and curcumin turmeric, which is great for treating inflammation. We'd love for you to try Further Food. You can go to furtherfood.com. Use the code ALMOST30 for 20% off the entire order. That's FURTHERfood.com. Use the code ALMOST30 for 20% off your order. These times are wild and crazy and scary and anxiety inducing, and it could feel like everything is just out of control and it can be so overwhelming. So I just want to like hold space for that. Krista and I have felt a lot of these emotions, you know, whether you're unable to focus or you just feel like you're rushing through the day without feeling grounded, or you're waking up with this sense of dread and disconnection, or you're having trouble creating boundaries during this time and it's really draining your energy, or if you feel like your emotions are out of control and you feel really helpless and stressed and confused, we feel you. And, you know, during this time, Krista and I have really tuned in to what works for us to create this sense of inner peace, which can help us through any type of chaos. And so we created a program and it's called Inner Peace. And this program includes some of our favorite practices and resources that have supported us during times that are chaotic and challenging and overwhelming. It's an 8-part actionable program designed to support you in cultivating that inner peace. So we have practices, rituals, meditations, and it's really been instrumental for us in our ability to maintain that sense of peace during this time and to feel really grounded. If you are needing to cultivate that consistent inner peace, we got you. Visit shopalmost30.com to learn more. And we just cannot wait to be there for you and help and guide you through this. Again, the new program is called Inner Peace. Visit shopalmost30.com. All right, y'all, I have 6 tips for you. I want to get right into it. This is a quickie episode because, you know, I know you have a lot of podcasts and content to be listening to during this time. So I just really want to make this valuable for you. And I'll share for the next 20 minutes or so. So it has been so important for me to maintain routine and also carve out time to go way outside of what I consider a routine. So it's really been that balance for me, setting aside the time in the day where I'm like, oh, wow, this feels normal. My body and brain know this, so I feel grounded, right? So that involves like a morning routine, getting up, opening my curtains, looking outside, putting on some really beautiful ambient music in the morning, whatever I'm feeling, whether it's classical music or binaural beats or just like a coffee house. You know, I love a coffee house playlist. I will sit and breathe, just be with myself. It's not easy. I find it very difficult. All of this happens before I look at my phone. I will also stretch and incorporate a bit of just soft movement. I will pull a card from my oracle deck, and if I'm inspired, write about it or draw about it. I've been drawing a lot, and I'll get to that later. So that is something that I do as a routine that makes me feel grounded. And then something that I've been doing that is outside of my routine is scheduling in 3 different walks throughout the day. This is not like me. I usually do my workouts in the morning. That's it. Get it done in an hour. But I've needed to adapt to the times. So I am scheduling in 3 different walks. They're about 20 minutes each. I'm walking at a pretty fast pace, but nothing in my ears. And I'm just looking around, I'm listening, I'm like looking at the birds, I hear the birds, the trees, the wind, all the things, just being very present and moving my legs feels amazing. So
doing that, which is completely new to me and completely outside of my routine, is kind of exciting. You know, it like just adds a little pizzazz to the day in these days that could feel a bit long or monotonous or maddening. They could like definitely make you a little bit stir crazy. But creating these pockets in your day where you're doing something so outside of what you're used to is actually really, really healthy. Cool. Okay, tip number two. My sleep has been so on point, I need to brag for a minute. I've been sleeping for at least 9 hours a night. And in order to do this, what I make sure to do is create a nightly routine. So I am sure to power down an hour before I go to bed. So phone, TV, computer off. I indulge in a face routine. So I'm washing my face. I might do a mask. I might do gua sha. Then I do my like teeth routine. I do the floss. I brush my teeth. I put the little oil on my gums. I might brush my hair more than normal. Like just really indulging in this wind down and taking care of your body. It just signals to my body, my brain, that it's time to just start to chill. I don't have to think about doing anything. I just kind of have to intuitively move from one thing that feels good to the next thing that feels good until eventually I make it to my bed where I read, I will journal, I might draw, I might just breathe. I have like different chants that I can do or mantras that I can repeat that feel really good sometimes. So just creating that routine is so essential and just sets me up to sleep so soundly. And then once I am in bed, which is around 10 o'clock, I make sure to do some audible releases before I fall asleep. So that just means like taking deep inhales and filling up my belly and literally like, however that comes out for you, because there could be stuff that you've just held in during the day. It's a wild time. So I can imagine you're holding your breath, you're biting your tongue, you're walking on eggshells for some people. Like, let's let a rip if you can at night before you go to bed. And that really helps me to just kind of seal the deal. I wear an eye mask, which helps block out any light. I use the Blue Blocks REM sleep mask, just FYI. And then I douse myself in oils as well. So I'm just, again, indulging and just creating like this little sleep routine that feels so good to me. I also make sure I'm very much hydrated before bed, and I've been sleeping 9 hours, waking up at like 6:30 or 7, depending. And I'm feeling healthy. This helps with my immune system. This helps with my focus during the day. I'm proud of myself, to be honest. So if there is a way for you to get the right amount of sleep for you, 8-9 hours, please, please do. Let the body rest and recover, regenerate. You deserve it. Tip number three. This is an interesting one that I've started since being in isolation, and it's been so helpful for many reasons. I've been taking showers to cleanse not only my body, but like my mind, my spirit, my aura. Like if I'm feeling a little sticky, if I'm feeling like I'm holding on to something that's not mine, I've been taking showers. I've also been taking showers to create like these marks in my day. So in the morning, I will wake up, do my morning routine. I'll do some movement. That's a workout, whether it's walking with lunging or do a digital class workout, whatever it is. After that, I will take a shower. Again, not only to clean my body, but just to say like, okay, let's signal that the day is beginning, that work day is beginning. And it's been so helpful to just kind of like, even though I'm not going anywhere, it just creates like this before and after. I'm like, okay, I am ready to go. It's like a really good launching pad. I feel clean. I feel fresh. I feel ready. And then I've also been taking showers before bed. So 2 showers in a day. I'm not always washing my hair, but it's just a nice way to
For me, let go of anything in the day that I don't want to hold on to from this moment on. It also is a beautiful way to meditate. So I do really well meditating and or channeling in the shower. And what that looks like for me, like I'll just let the water like, you know, pour over me, close my eyes, and I just start deep breathing with my hands over my heart and I start swaying. And for me, I just feel so open, and I don't know what it is about water, you know, hitting your body. It just feels so, so good. And I'll usually start singing. So I don't know what that feels like for you, if it's singing, humming, or if it's maybe talking to yourself. And you'll be surprised what comes through if you allow it. So it's really no judgment. Get your mind out of the way, drop into your heart, and just feel and see what needs to come out. And I've just had the most profound realizations in the shower. I've created a lot of great music in the shower that, like, I never remember when I step outside the shower, but it's really, really cool. So take time in the shower, more than just cleaning your body, but just like kind of rinsing your spirit so that you can proceed and just feel really clear and connected. Okay, number four. I've been creating and adding to an I've been meaning to list. So I'm sure a lot of you have a version of this or heard a version of this, but I have a lot of things that I've been meaning to do, big or small. And so I wanted to create a running list that, you know, gradually I could just check off during this time. And this is not to say that we need to be doing during this time, because I also know that is a very real pressure and stress creator that I do not want to add to whatsoever. But when I'm feeling like connected and motivated, there's nothing better than checking something off my list. And for me the other day, that was cleaning a closet in my apartment that literally was like a black hole that I would just stare at and be like, oh my God, I fucking hate this. And I finally cleaned it. It looks so good. I'm so proud of it. And I feel so much lighter. It's crazy. I didn't know that closet was like sucking the life out of me. So let's create a list of things that you've been meaning to do. Maybe it's call your grandmother. Maybe it's paint a picture to hang up in your home. Or maybe it's learn a new language or read a book. So it could be anything big or small, but I just think it'd be a fun, no pressure type of way to look back on this time and be like, damn, I'm so proud of you for like doing that stuff amidst a global pandemic, chaos, all the things. Like, you got that one thing done, or maybe you got a bunch of things done, but things that are meaningful to you. They don't have to be like working towards something, but just make them meaningful to you. That's been super helpful.
It is such an important time to be taking care of ourselves. And one of the most important parts of our body that we can take care of, which affects so many other things, is our microbiome. Seed is an incredible, incredible company, and they are an ecosystem of scientists, doctors, innovators, thinkers, and translational storytellers pioneering the inquiry and application of microbiome science to improve human and planetary health. This brand is Seed, and Seed is obsessed and committed to precision, accountability, and efficacy when it comes to researching the microbiome. So much to learn, and they are at the forefront. So they have created an incredible Synbiotic, which is a probiotic and prebiotic formulation developed for systemic benefits. This benefits your digestive health, skin health, gut immune function, heart health, gut barrier integrity. This has been such a game changer for my digestion and my skin specifically. I swear by their Synbiotic, and it's awesome because they have a subscription service. And what's even more awesome is that their packaging is good for the earth. Every bit of it. So you can reduce, reuse, recycle, and refill. So each component of their refill system is designed to protect your daily Synbiotic in the packaging and be gentler to the earth. So you have a custom jar that you can reuse, a travel jar. It's really, really awesome. So I just like am obsessed with this company, seed.com/almost30. Use the code almost30 at checkout for 20% off your first month. SEED.com/almost30. Use the code almost30 for 20% off your first month. As you know, we're doing the studio and office over. We're doing like a little makeover. Design is so damn fun. I just got a new coffee table I had to tell you about, and I just love this brand, Article. Article makes incredible furniture. I'll get to that in a moment, but I got the Silicus Pink Oblong Coffee Table. And let me tell you, y'all, this is a stunner. Okay, it is a slim gold foundation with this painted glass top, and it's pink, and it's so beautiful. Article combines the curation of a boutique furniture store with the comfort and simplicity of shopping online. And their fair prices, you save up to 30% over traditional retail prices, and they're able to keep their prices low by cutting out the middleman. So there's no showrooms, no salespeople, none of that. And it's fast, affordable shipping is available across the USA and Canada and is free on orders over $9.99. All in-stock items are delivered in 2 weeks or less. It is so easy, so fast. And I just love, love, love their pieces. And I'm eyeing some outdoor pieces right now. Article has incredible outdoor furniture, so you can make your dream patio a reality. They're weather resistant. Dining sets are so beautiful. They have loungers and sofas. So check it out. You can go to article.com/almost30 and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. That's article.com/almost30 to get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Number five, I have been creating for the sake of creating, and I feel so good. Like, with this extra time and space and being alone, I have given myself the permission to create on a whim and to create without thinking like, okay, where am I going to put this out? Should I share this? Should I create a thing? Blah, blah, blah. If that happens, okay. But for me, the act of creating is really the point and just lights me up like nothing else. So specifically, I've been singing, I've been drawing on my Procreate on my iPad, and I have been arranging some like furniture and little vignettes in my apartment. And it's just so fun to get creative in ways that like I wouldn't normally on a daily basis. For my singing, I have been showing up on Instagram just as an accountability thing every day, using my loop pedal and creating like random loops. And it's just fun. I don't ask for anything in return. It's just kind of like, I want to share on here. It holds me accountable so that I do it every day. And I've just been feeling so connected to my creative side, which, you know, before this all happened was kind of like overshadowed by the everyday responsibilities and to-dos. And I just wouldn't let that creative side come out because I didn't have time for it. But now it's really enhancing everything I do. And the drawing thing for me is like such a callback to my childhood. Like, I'm not a good drawer or artist, good in quotations, but again, without that judgment or need to like satisfy any requirements or anything. I'm just creating some great pieces on my Procreate program on my iPad, and it's so much fun. And I might even frame them and put them in my room. So just find like what calls to you, like what is calling you to be creative. Like, it literally could be finger paint. Maybe it's organizing a drawer in a way that is like artful and so satisfying. Just think about it, like feel into it. What feels really good to you? What would you like love to do if you could create without bound, without any expectations? Definitely share with me if you want. I'm at Lindsay Simsek on Instagram. I would love to know, and I would love to see it and bear witness to it. So that's been just the best. Well, last but not least, let me say, pouring into relationships that really matter. So what I've noticed about myself is that normally I take for granted a lot of the important relationships in my life because they're important. I just assume that they're always going to be there, whether it's family,
best friends, what have you, I am now understanding the value of pouring into them. And it's really shown me how important connection is to me. I've kind of considered myself more of a loner, insular, and I can do things on my own, but damn, I am craving connection with people. And if, you know, FaceTime is all I can do, I'm going to do it as much as possible. Yeah, it's been feeling so good. And with my relationship with my boyfriend, it's just, again, like I think I said it in the beginning, but being able to really fine tune our communication and take this time to talk about things that maybe we wouldn't on the day to day, and really, you know, staying away from the routine of, hey, how was your day? Yeah, it was good. Da, da, da. Like what you might always say to people in your life, but instead going deeper and maybe like bringing questions to a conversation. I think we can have a lot of fun with this. I think we can give ourselves permission to go deeper. I think we can also like ask hard questions, you know, like I'm sure things have come up for you in isolation as they have for me. For me, it's been related to family, who I love so much. And I just realized there's like even more work to do as it relates to our relationship. And it's really beautiful, but also hard. And there are some questions that need to be asked and explored. And so like being unafraid to ask those things right now, because I do think at the end of the day, it could bring us so much closer. So there you have it. 6 tips for improving your isolation experience. Thank you for listening. I'm here for you always. You can DM me on Instagram at Lindsay Simcik, S-I-M-C-I-K. I would love to talk to you. It's me on there. I'm always responding. Sometimes I'll voice note because I love like chatting away with you all. And thank you for your support for Almost 30. I mean, it's just been so beautiful during this time to feel that love and connection. And anything you need, reach out to us. We are serving you. That is the point. Join our secret Facebook group. We have over 17,000 women in there talking, supporting one another, laughing, giving advice, tips, and just connecting every single day. Yeah, I love you. We got this. We got this. We got this. I will see you soon and have a wonderful rest of your week.
Wow.
Thank you.
Hopefully that was helpful. Would love to know what you're doing.
Share it in the group. It's always nice to kind of like share with other people. Might help and resonate with others, but
yeah. Sending you guys a lot of love during this time and thankful for your peace and your energy and, you know, whatever emotion you're feeling, please feel like you can express it.
Yeah. We talked to someone recently who we feel is just so powerful, and they were emphasizing the need to really feel mm-hmm. and not like want to be happy, not want to be hopeful, not, you know, that will come as a byproduct of actually allowing yourself to feel that. So I think that's a really good point. Okay. Review of the week. This is from Haley. Love times 100 and I'm not even almost 30 is the title. 5 stars. So sweet. Krista, Lindsay, and community. Thank you for giving me light, love, and inspiration on a daily basis. I have learned so much about myself through all of you. And for that, I am forever grateful.
Thanks, sweet one.
Thank you.
Thanks, sweet Haley. Thank you guys so much. You know, the reviews on iTunes just mean a lot to us. And again, you can visit our partners page to find information on all of our sponsors, discount codes, all of that good stuff.
We love you all. We will see you on the next one.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.